A room full of white-coated and hats-on culinary students are prepping for the day's work in a food lab at Sullivan University in Lexington. It's their last chance before Thanksgiving break. Jessica Johnson is busy with a handheld mixer, whisking it around a bowl.
People have gotten lazier, they've gotten more interested in like more high-tech stuff that not very many people are as interested in, just like sitting down and cooking a dinner because it takes too long and they'd rather be doing something else. But I think the good thing about Thanksgiving is that people like to keep hold of that tradition, and people actually like to just cook together with their families, or they just want to cook and eat with their families.
Chef Bill Hallman has been an instructor at Sullivan since the culinary program began 6 years ago. The chef predicts much of the Thanksgiving feast will remain intact for decades to come. The biggest changes, Hallman adds, come as families and their traditions change.
We have what we grew up on, but as we marry and we integrate new members into our family, they bring on new dishes. So my wife has a dish that she likes, and I have to prepare that every Thanksgiving because that's what her mother made her. So I have to make sure she has that.
Near the multi-stovetop, as a chicken breast sizzles, cooking student Larry Murray is busy at the chopping board. Murray is a veteran of the catering business and has sometimes cooked Thanksgiving meals for as many as 150 clients. He's in culinary school, he says, to, in his words, get rid of all my bad habits. Increasingly, Murray suspects already prepared meals will find their way onto Thanksgiving tables.
A lot of people not just only are so quick and they want to have something quick and prepared for them instead of spending all day preparing stuff themselves. So you can find a lot more businesses changing to everything pre-prepared.
Sullivan chef David Walls is a 40-year veteran of food preparation. As far as the basics of a Thanksgiving feast, such as the meats served, Wall says they're changing too.
You might have an ethnic dish. You might have some beef out there, pork, goat, everything that's changing. Because we've got to have something for everyone. That's I think the aspect of the Thanksgiving is still pretty prevalent, but we're seeing it evolve and change.
Libby Allen has also been an instructor with the culinary program at Sullivan University since its inception in Lexington. Allen concludes a lot of what makes Thanksgiving a major national holiday will remain with us for a long time.
I think tradition is going to stay with Thanksgiving specifically because of the ties that we put emotionally and traditionally with that.
Interestingly enough, Allen adds, Thanksgiving is a tradition that has a special appeal for immigrants. She knows of a Bosnian family who wants to immerse themselves in the American way. They're not fans of turkey, but on Thanksgiving, Allen says the Bosnians will cook the Native American bird and serve it with all the trimmings. It's a tradition they'll share with millions of Kentuckians come Thursday. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.